With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios in New York on a bench. I'm Pharrell, along with Mafia and Carver High, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Are you kidding? How great is this? Conference finals in hoops. I gave you the Rockets tonight to win and the spread. I gave you the Vegas Golden Knights tonight to win. My great snags are all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everybody's making money off of it. Baseball winners, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters. It's all happening. And cash flow size. I'm talking about filling your pockets, son. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Particularly if you live in New Jersey. Sports betting in New Jersey. Can't wait. Memorial Day weekend. It's a huge event. So I did want to get into this thing tonight and about these quarterbacks. Remember the thing I sent you, Carver High? It's pretty impressive. The quarterback index. So the ranking of the 32 depth charts of quarterback. So they have
it's confidence in the quarterback group for each team.
Right. So
how much, you know, the level of confidence that you would have in all the quarterbacks on the roster.
But they're only listing they're listing all of them in some of these instances.
Right, because it's your whole stable of quarterbacks, whether it includes guys on practice squads, guys that they just drafted, guys that basically your confidence in the whole group of quarterbacks.
The Eagles are number one with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, which obviously you'd have to believe in because they won the Super Bowl. But basically Foles won the Super Bowl. Wentz didn't do anything.
Which automatically makes them, you know, because when everybody was so high on Wentz before he got hurt. And then the guy goes, who's a backup, and goes and wins the Super Bowl. That would put them at the top.
And then what about Aaron Rodgers, Brett Hundley, and Deshaun Kaiser? Brett Hundley already proved he couldn't do it.
Yeah, but one guy. You see, that's why it's a tricky list because the one guy, you know, you have more confidence in Aaron Rodgers probably than any quarterback in the NFL, right?
Right.
When he's healthy, so that vaults them up. No matter what kind of stiffs they've got with him, you know, it doesn't matter because him alone makes the confidence.
Tom Brady's 41 in August, hasn't been to offseason workouts. He's got Brian Hoyer and Danny Etling with him. They still have Brady, number three in the NFL. Four is Breeze. He's going to break all these all-time records for career passing yards and completions at some point early in this upcoming season. And his backup is Tom Savage. What a disaster that would be if anything happens to Breeze. And then five is Russell Wilson. He's only 29. He's got Austin Davis as a backup. I got to tell you, I really don't have much faith in that ranking, that he's fifth best in the NFL. And with his backup, they put them at fifth, really. Matt Ryan, six. I'd put Matt Ryan over him, to be honest with you. I know he won a Super Bowl. I get it. That's fine and dandy. Do you think he's great? Do you think he's a great quarterback? Do you really? How did they win that Super Bowl with defense?
Well, yeah, they throttled Manning that day
at
MetLife. So
I just thought it was defense that won it.
Right. I think where they're looking at there is, just putting him one slot ahead is younger, maybe, and he's been pretty durable, you want to say? I mean, I know there's been times where he's kind of hobbled out there, but he goes out there every week.
Do you think he's better than Matt Ryan?
For this season coming up, I'd rather have Matt Ryan. For the next 5 to 7 years,
right?
I'd probably rather have Russell Wilson.
Then they have Matthew Stafford at seven with Castle and Jake Ruddock. And then Chargers eight with Phillip Rivers at 36 years old, Geno Smith and Cardale Jones. The Chargers are eighth. Nine is Minnesota with Kirk Cousins. And then Trevor Siemian is with him. 10 is the Cowboys' Dak Prescott. They're going to be a run every team. No Dez Bryant anymore. No Jason Witten. Tyron Smith and Ezekiel Elliott. So they have Cooper Rush, Mike White as backups. What a disaster that is. Roethlisberger, Mason Rudolph. Of course, you still got Landry Jones in Pittsburgh. Are you surprised that Ben Roethlisberger and his compatriots are 11th? 11th.
A little bit. I mean, I don't think that I would put that group behind, say, the Charger group that you had.
Or I'd put him ahead of Matt Stafford and the Lions, too.
No, I wouldn't. Only because you got this is just with what they're talking about. Stafford, younger. I think that's where a lot of this plays into.
Yeah, but he never wins anything. So
that list isn't about winning. I don't particularly think.
Well, what's it about? It's about who's the best. Right? Is that not what it is? Who's got the best quarterbacks? I think that's what it's about. I mean, it's about the depth at quarterback. Like,
the confidence in the quarterbacks that you have right going forward.
The Cowboys, as I mentioned, 10. Steelers, 11. Carolina with Cam Newton, 12. Taylor, Heineken? How about Heineken? We just call him. Heineken beer is more important than the backup of Cam Newton. Eli Manning and the Giants, 13th, of course, with the Davis Webb and Kyle LaLetta is a draft pick. Washington now with Alex Smith, Colt McCoy, Kevin Hogan at 14. 15, Derek Carr with E.J. Manuel and Connor Cook. Connor Cook played at Michigan State, right? Tennessee Titans with Mariota, and then I guess Corey Davis. Oh, that's who he Blaine Gabbert sits there. He's the backup, Blaine Gabbert. Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Bucks is 17 with Ryan Fitzpatrick. 18 is the Bengals. Andy Dalton. Now he's got Matt Barkley and Jeff Driscoll. 19, Rams, Houston, 20. They got Houston at 20th with Deshaun Watson, Brandon Whedon, Joe Webb, Stephen Morris. There you go. I mean, so it goes on and on and on. There's a lot more, 32 of them. So those are the top 20, if you will. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at GEICO.com. Brian in Fort Lauderdale. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, what's up? How about a Budweiser?
I got
hey,
you.
Hey, can Boston get it done in Cleveland's barn? We're going there next. We're up 2-0. What are they going to do? I mean, it's a different venue over there. I mean, I watched the Celtics and the Lakers back in 86. I mean, there's just a lot more energy. What's gonna happen? You know, can they get it done?
Well, I don't think 86 or any other year has anything to do with Saturday. And I'll tell you what, I think they have played certainly better than the Cavaliers in the series. But that's because the games were in Boston. Let's see how Cleveland plays on their home floor in games 3 and 4. And if they don't win game 3, it's over. If they win game 3, then I'd say we got a series. And I won't be surprised at all if the Cavs win game 4 as well and it's 2-2 after 4. I won't be surprised at all if I see that. All these people in Boston, you all think it's just done. Wrap, sweep. Every game you play, you think you're going to win. And you just there's no one else. It's like you don't even play anybody. It's like the games are just automatic. And it's just so easy. And you're just never going to lose. You're going to win the title. And it's just you just never shut up. Oh, here we go. Another one. Rob in Massachusetts. They're going to sweep. They're gonna sweep everybody. Wait, which one do you want me to go to? Hold on. Scott in New Hampshire.
Yeah, how you doing, bro?
Hey, so they're going to sweep and just beat everybody, never lose a game.
No, I didn't say that they're going to sweep the rest of the way through the NBA Finals. I said I think they're going to sweep the series. Yeah, I don't think there's anything left. I think LeBron came out, gave everything he had. I don't think the crowd over in Cavaliers. I mean, the only way we don't sweep them is if the refs get involved. But other than that, I just don't. I mean, look what kind of basketball they're playing. They took the punch right in the mouth from LeBron James, the best he could give. I mean, that was vintage LeBron, and the Celtics had an answer. And it's all credit to Brad Stevens. I mean, he's got that team playing cohesive basketball probably better than anybody right now besides the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job, too, and I'll believe it when I see it. I believe it when I see it that everything's going to be so easy for you. Just such a – it's just a walk in the park. I mean, the birds are chirping, and everything is perfect, and never a single problem. And then, of course, did you hear what he said? The only thing stopping us are the refs, because now the refs are going to be
the refs, they could tilt the scales back
in
the other
it.
Direction.
They're going to blame it on the refs.
The refs could change the series.
The refs are going to send the series back to Boston 2-2. The refs are going to be behind it all.
Not one of the two or three best players of all time, but the refs.
Right.
They're the ones who are going to tilt the series.
And LeBron's nothing. They got nothing to worry about. Rob in Massachusetts. Oh, I think that was just a quick shake it up call, and then I lost him. His signal went out. You lose. These things happen. George in Kansas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Brill, how are you, my friend?
Hey.
Hey, man. Well, first of all, I think I'm going to unload Moneyline Cleveland Game 3. NBA can't be having LeBron out. Yeah, best player in the world. They can't have them out early.
Can't have it.
Nah. Really what I was calling about, though, man. Man, I had one of those bad beats tonight. A heavy 17-teamer, low risk, pretty damn high reward. Hit four early baseball games. Actually sold some points on Houston and the over to really sweeten the pot. Ended up taking – hockey's probably my weakest point. Ended up taking Winnipeg plus the 1.5.
Oh, God. And that, I had that too, and I gave up that goal with 2 seconds left. That killed you.
Oh my God, man! Like heartbreaker. Yeah, I had to. I'm sitting there watching it with my wife, and I had to act like I didn't have money on it.
Yeah,
so,
you gotta always lie to your wife. I think that it's, you know, it was terrible. I saw it. Not only was it bad, but it was like a wraparound goal too, which was even worse. They like humiliated him, and then he wrapped it around, stuffed it in, and then it cost me because I had Vegas on the money line, and I had Winnipeg plus a goal and a half.
Yeah, what's protocol there? Like, as far as hockey goes, like I said, that's probably my weakest point of all sports.
Right.
I mean, is that a chicken, you know what, a move there?
No, I mean, it is what it is. Like, what happens is that bet's always dangerous in a playoff game because you're going to pull the goalie no matter what to try to tie the game, and you're going to get the extra attacker every time. So the odds of them scoring an empty netter are enormous. All they got to do is send it down the ice into the net. No one's standing there to stop it. So that goal happens all the time. The empty net goal is the backbreaker. I thought, even when there was 10 seconds left, you heard me on the air, I said, I'm not going to celebrate because there's still 10 seconds left. And anything can happen in 10 seconds. They can give up an empty netter easily, and sure enough, they got the wraparound empty netter, and the bet got burned. But it is what it is. Sometimes, you know, I think these playoff games more often than not are, you know, one-goal games and overtime games. So I think teams win all the time in the playoffs by a goal. That's why the bet's there at the hook. So you get a chance to buy that hook, and it costs you money, and you bet it, and then you either hit it and make money or you get burned. Tonight you got burned. It is what it is. It sucks. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Mafia, your boy Wiz Khalifa, who, you know, we all know Wiz loves to hit that hookah. Bottom line is, there's been a lot of talk lately, Mafia, that your boy can fight MMA, that he trains. Didn't I see something the other day or something like Jay Glazer said that he could fight in the UFC easily? That he could beat some ass?
Maybe he did. I don't pay attention when they bring in all these guys, but, you know, and mention them about how they could fight these guys. I mean, I know you train, you're great. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go survive in a real cage match, even if you're just great in sparring.
So you've turned on Wiz Khalifa.
No, I like him, but I don't even care about him right now because he's playing against my girl Aubrey.
Is that right? Who's that?
Aubrey Plaza. She was on the on Parks and Rec for years. She's been in a bunch of movies.
And what does that mean? He's playing against her.
He's on that the Joker show.
Oh, so is that
Snoop's show?
Is that who he's taking on right now? Is that the girl?
Yeah.
So he's against Aubrey there. I didn't catch on as I'm watching the exact same show. I didn't catch on. I don't know who Aubrey is. What show is she on?
I don't know who any of these people are.
You don't even know who Wiz Khalifa is?
No
idea. Or Snoop Dogg?
I know who Snoop Dogg is. I don't know Wiz Khalifa.
Who's the girl, Aubrey?
Aubrey Plaza. She's not.
Is that Aubrey Huff?
No.
I don't know Aubrey either.
Wow. I have no idea what's
going
on.
What does Aubrey do?
I have no idea what's going on with this show, but your boy Wiz Khalifa is just rocking the chains. He's got like 50 chains of ice on his neck. Look at him. He's rocking the gold. He's got so much bling on. It's a little heavy. It's a little much. It looks as though he's going to have neck problems later in life and spinal stenosis with as much weight as he's got on his neck. Do you remember when I used to wear that heavy skull chain, Mafia?
Yes, I do remember. I had one of those myself.
Very impressive. Rob was the guy that called before they got disconnected in Massachusetts. Rob.
Oh,
shake out. Hey, Haymaker, 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 eye gouge. Haymaker, headbutt.
I want to talk about the Celts, and I know I'm not doing that thing where I'm saying that we're going to be champions of the world or whatever,
right.
But I am proud of the fact that they're underdogs, and I like the young guys. I like the young guys like Tatum and Brown, and I like what Horford's doing, and even Bane, who's the Australian gigantic guy. And he's pulling stuff together on the outside shots sometimes.
Right.
And, overall, I just think that they allow LeBron to do 45 points, 42 points. That's fine. But as long as you isolate everybody else, you're going to win the game. And
I love how these guys, I love how they say, like Morris said, he's the best defender in the league against LeBron James. Meanwhile, the guy goes off for a triple-double. With 40-plus points.
Yeah, definitely.
Morris didn't stop anything.
No, he didn't.
And meanwhile, I still have no idea what that whole bizarre screaming incident was with Tristan Thompson. I have no idea what Morris was doing there other than being an idiot.
Yeah, Morris is a bully. I realize that. But I also like, you know what I like? I like the heart of Marcus Smart. And it was almost like a hockey-style maneuver where he went up to JR, and come on, are you kidding me?
I'm really not surprised at all, Rob, that Marcus Smart defended his teammate. I mean, that's exactly what you would expect of Marcus Smart, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't, like, that's no surprise. Like, it's funny, like, what am I supposed to be surprised that he did that? Like, he does that every single time. He defends his teammates, and he's a ultimate teammate.
Yeah, he's a leader.
Well, that word is used so loosely in sports anymore. I got to tell you, like, the leader, everybody's a leader. He's such a winner and a leader, and he's such a great guy in the clubhouse and all this other nonsense. Seriously, come on, dude. He's such a leader, whatever. A guy can't shoot in his own driveway, but he's a leader. He's a winner because he stands up for his teammates. They love him. I'll give you that. I mean, he's a leader. Everybody's a leader. We need a leader in this dressing room. We need leaders on that football field. Leaders in the front office. Leaders everywhere. And even in the rookie symposium, we need leaders. Whatever. Calm down. You know, it's funny. You guys are on your knees for this team. And then when they lose, you turn on them like sieves. I mean, you literally, they're great only when they're winning. And when they lose, then you start ready. You trade everybody. Blame everybody. Jared in Grand Rapids.
What's up, man? Can I get a double shot of Jager with a slice of lemon and a tall Miller Lite?
That's a strong effort right there. A little Jager Schlager. Take it. So what's up?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I just got to put my two cents in from the Midwest about those Boston fans. It's not the Patriots, it's the Celtics, not the Celtics, it's the Red Sox, it's the Bruins, bunch of crybabies. Like you just said, they turn on them in a second. They're calling in and bitching and complaining if they're losing. They're calling in and they're going to win the championship of the world if they're winning.
Yeah.
I wish they had a brown bag to puke in for every season of sports for the Boston fans.
I think he's right.
Anyways, I'm going to let you. What's that?
I think you're right.
It's horrible. I'm a Detroit fan, and I'm of course I'm losing more than I'm winning, but I never leave them. Never leave their side. But I know there's Boston fans.
I mean, Boston. Listen, Boston should win it, right? It's a done deal. It's in the bag. It's all done. I don't even know why they're playing the games. Everyone in Boston is so convinced that it's over. It's all over and done. They're better than everybody. There's no reason to even play the finals. Let me tell you something. In my opinion, now, I think they're a really good team defensively, and they've worked their asses off. That's what I like about them. They play hard. And they've done a job with a really a makeshift team in not so many words. And then I think the bottom line is that either way, I still think, this is me, the Rockets and Warriors, whoever wins that will still beat their ass. Right? I mean, I feel like the West is that much better than them. No matter who wins that thing, even if it's Cleveland, they're losing. I mean it. There's no way. And I guess there's a way because they got to play. But I don't see a way that they actually can beat them in a seven-game series for four games. I just don't see it. Because the Warriors and the Rockets are so much better than both of them. They are. They're better than both of them, hands down, even on their worst day. I think the Warriors played terrible tonight, right? And they laid down and died, and they quit in the third. They quit, and they got their ass beat. I still think that team tonight that got their ass beat would still win a game against the Celtics or the Cavaliers with the effort that they put out tonight. They'd still win. They'd still win the game. They'd end up with the W, and the Celts or the Cavs would end up with the loss, even with the Warriors playing their worst game in a couple of weeks. That was their worst performance tonight that I've seen from them. Not so much that they lost. It's just that they quit. They just bent over and said, "We're done. Thanks. We're just going to let you win this one. Thanks for coming." And they're not, you know, we're not going to try.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. That's the number to get on the bench. National champ Alabama is going to face Louisville in the first Saturday night football game. Miami will play LSU on Sunday night of the season opening weekend. So for the first 3 weeks of Saturday night games, the Crimson Tide meet Louisville at 8 p.m. on September 1st. The next day, Miami and LSU square off in Arlington, Texas at 7:30. It'll be the third straight season. ABC airs a Sunday night game on Labor Day weekend when college football doesn't compete against the NFL. In week two, Penn State will play Pitt in the ABC Saturday night game. Ohio State faces TCU in Arlington the following Saturday night in week three. Alabama and Texas have announced a home-and-home series for 2022 and 2023. The two schools will meet for the first time since 2010 in the BCS championship game. Ohio State's football future schedules. I have them right here. I'm looking at their schedule. So I'll give them this. That TCU game's huge. And then they get into their Big Ten season. Their opener is Oregon State. 2019, their opener's Florida Atlantic and Lane Kiffin, Cincinnati, and then some of their Big Ten at Indiana, then Miami of Ohio, and then full-on Big Ten schedule. 2020, they're playing Bowling Green to open, then at Oregon, Buffalo in week three. I'm sure that'll be a tough game for them. And then they get into their Big Ten schedule. And in 2021, they open at Minnesota, and then Oregon at home, Tulsa at home, Akron at home. And then they get into the Big Ten schedule. 2022, they open with Notre Dame, or I see that. September 3rd, Notre Dame in 2022. 2023 at Notre Dame. 2024 at Washington. 2025 at Texas and Washington at home. 2026, Texas at home, BC at home. And then 2027 at BC. So some of those games are pretty tough. Some of those games are pretty big. I'll give you that. I told you earlier, Michigan State's going to pay $500 million to survivors of the Larry Nassar abuse. You just wonder at some point or another if that's enough. You know what I mean? How big of a chunk is $500 million? It represents 18.5% of its entire endowment. It was $2.7 billion as of June 17th. That would be like Harvard giving up $6.6 million. I saw that from Darren Revelle. $109 million on Penn State settlements to this point to victims of Jerry Sandusky. $500 million to the settlements to the victims of Larry Nassar. Carver High, what'd you think of the Bills retiring Thurman Thomas's number 34 jersey? They'll do it on, apparently, a Monday Night Football game on October 29th.
Well-deserved.
Your boy Thurman Thomas.
Legend.
Mafia, the UFC will hold an event in Moscow in September. What do you think? September 15th.
They've been all around the world and everywhere else. You know, Brazil, Asia, England.
Brazil's been great for them, especially with how many times they get held up at gunpoint.
Yeah, but they get huge crowds at those big soccer stadiums at times. I mean,
who cares if any of the staff get murdered as long as they fill up the
arenas? As long as they make
money,
they don't care. I guarantee you that. Good for them being in Russia. We'll see how it goes.
All right, Justin.
You think Brazil's bad with holding up? What's going to happen in Russia?
They're going to drink vodka and take them to strip clubs. Justifies in the 7 post for the Preakness. I'm just glad we got that in here at the end of the show. I love this story. The high school hoop star revealed as a grown man. A 25-year-old man lived a double life as a teenager for 9 months, even dating a 14-year-old. Jesus. So he could play high school basketball again. You got to love the love of the game. The love of the game, basketball. He'll do anything. He'll even pretend like he's in high school again. He'll even date a 14-year-old. I'm sure that went over well with the local authorities. He took an opportunity to gain access to the schools. Dallas Independent School District spokeswoman told the newspaper, he was very savvy to be able to utilize the type of position knowing that we were accepting Harvey students. So in other words, he claimed to be a Hurricane Harvey refugee in August when he enrolled as a freshman under the name blah, blah, blah at Skyline High School in Dallas. It's unbelievable that he could get away with this. I don't know how the school let this slip through the cracks. Who knows? I love how they're talking about how did they let this kid play basketball instead of how did they let this kid date a 14-year-old?
Right. That should be the bigger...
No one's worried about that. Did you notice that? I love this. This is my favorite story of the week. Martha Stewart is very shocked that Oprah Winfrey allegedly smokes weed. Allegedly, I say, literally stopped in her tracks. A photog told her that Oprah smokes weed, and hilarity ensued. They got Martha leaving the New York City ABC studios and wanted to know what she'd recommend. Oh, now that Gayle King revealed earlier this week that Oprah dabbles in a little Mary Jane every now and then. Martha is shocked, but then plays it coy when our guy asks her own recreational use with her boy Snoop. Sounds like the start of a great joke. Bottom line is this. Have you ever seen her on that show with Snoop? She looks baked, allegedly.
Never seen it.
Because he was smoking fatties on that show. No questions asked. I mean, that cooking show he did, all he did was get baked before they started cooking. I mean, to tell you, I think Martha was hitting it. She looked like she was hitting it. I know she was drinking. She was drinking a lot of booze on that show. She looked like she was having a good time with Snoop. She may have sparked the Sparky Sparkovich. Rich in Boston on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
You just got to me just in time. Of course, Martha was sparking the Sparky Sparkovich. I have to tell you, I'm a Sixers fan. I'm an Eagles fan living in Boston. I love the Boston fans. Nobody cares if the Cavaliers are going to beat Boston or Boston's going to beat the Cavs. I just love you, Pharrell. You've been the man for 20 years. I've talked to you forever. And I don't know what I want to...
You're a beautiful human being. Always stood by me. I love you. Do you think Randy Gregory will be readmitted to the NFL after all of his drug problems?
No.
No. And you thought your boy Miggy Cabrera freaked out today.
Yeah, I mean, he had a lot to say about a variety of topics, including I'm not going to play hurt anymore. I'm going to sit around and wait till I'm fully healthy because the nobody appreciates that I play hurt. So I thought that was pretty telling. I mean,
they owe him so much money. He's not going anywhere. He's going to sit there and just rake it in.
Then double down with the Robbie Cano stuff.
So he's trying to sell that Robbie Cano doesn't get high.
He's trying to say that we don't know if, he says people are too quick to assume that he was doing something bad. He says, I know he wasn't doing something bad. The doctor did this. The doctor gave him this. No, whatever the deal is.
Blames the doctor.
Blames the doctor. That's what Miggy did.
Good one, Miggy. You should just go back to not playing hurt. Brown in Boston.
How you doing, Scotty?
Hey, Brown.
Hey, unlike most of you callers, I'm a realist, okay? I had Cleveland winning in 5 or 6. The only thing is, who on Cleveland's going to show up after LeBron other than Love? But, I mean, someone's going to show up to put some pressure on Boston. I think they're going to take the next game, but someone's got to show up.
Well, I'll be shocked. Like I said, if they don't show up for this game on Saturday, I mean, all hands on deck. If they don't show up and win that game, then I'll start believing then that he's going to – well, they're going to lose and that he's going to leave Cleveland. Mike in Boston.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
The guy from Detroit that was complaining about Boston fans, first off, fan is short for fanatic, so why would he care? The players and the coaches, they have to be level-headed. But I can be irrational. It's okay for me. I want the Celtics to destroy Cleveland.
I'm sure you do. And I'm sure those first two games were delicious for you.
Yeah, I loved it. We don't even have our two best players. And nobody expected this.
I think that the we don't have our two best players thing is getting real stale. Like, it's just gotten, and I'm not saying you, but everybody up there is like, you know, we're not even supposed to be here. We don't have our best player. How about your boy? You know what he is? He's Carson Wentz. He's not playing. He's done. So stop talking about him. He's not playing, neither is Hayward. And stop playing like that's your excuse if you don't win, that you didn't have Kyrie.
Not even supposed to be here today.
That was Kyrie right there, actually, I think. We have footage.
Not even supposed to be here today.
See? We get all of that. Don't
you
think? Am I wrong? I mean, it's just all I ever hear is, you know, we're not even supposed to be here. We don't have Kyrie.
What have we heard more of? Raptors fans saying they don't get respect, or Celtics fans saying that we shouldn't even be here. We don't have our best players.
We're playing with, like, all these guys that shouldn't even be playing. I mean, it's incredible. This season should be over once Kyrie went down. You guys said that the season was over when Hayward went down. Don't you remember how short your memory is? You guys were ready to give up then. Clayton in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, what's up? I'd ask for a drink, but I know we're short on time.
You're good. Get him a drink. What's that?
Bostonians out there, I know, I get it. We got the best player on the planet here in Ohio, LeBron
right,
James.
Right.
And early shots and those threes, I was just sick in my stomach because I knew he was going to give the shots. But you bring up a great point just a minute ago. Like, it was a Boston series, I don't know, 10 years ago when he quit, the only time he quit. And I remember it very, very well. And game 3 is going to mean a lot. And if he keeps chucking up crazy shots and expecting them to go in, I mean, he's going to Philly. If he goes to the hole and we distribute and make the extra pass and get an open shot, it's going 7 and we'll win. I mean, you're totally right.
I think, listen, I'll reserve judgment on whether they're finished or not until at the very least on Saturday night. I mean, and we got to finish the show tonight talking about your boy Lucas Glover's crazy wife, right? I love this. The story that keeps giving. He made the first call to 911, claimed the wife did. She called the cops first, said that she was being attacked by the mother-in-law. Glover answered when the sheriff's office called back. She had hung up, and he said his wife was lying. Yeah, I think we got our lines crossed here. This is the husband, the sane one of the bunch. My wife has called you. Now she's trying to blame it on my mother, which is not the case at all. My wife has gone crazy. I love these stories. I mean, this is great. When the sheriff's office was going to send a rescue squad, Glover declined. He said it's not necessary. Then the operator said he wanted to speak to the wife. No, you cannot speak to my wife. She's in the house with my daughter, and when deputies get here, they need to talk to the male. That would be me, because these two are out of their heads at the moment. Then the operator points out that the wife is who called. He replied, well, she's going to lie to you. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I answered the phone. She's telling lies. I can't get over her mugshot. She has complete, like, rat eyes. She's got, like, she looks like a street rat. She's got the scary, crazy, psychotic, deeply gone. The girl with the faraway eyes. And if you're down on your luck and life don't mean a damn, get a girl faraway eyes. Man, does she look gone. I want to smoke chronic with her and get naked. Wait, are we on? For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app at the App Store free. And don't forget the podcast is on Twitter at Scott Pharrell at On the Bench CBS. I'll have highlights on my Facebook page of all the Pharrell Ballers action tonight. Good night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.